Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Donna. Thank you for joining me today. Beautiful weather here today, almost like Indian summer. So I hope all of you are having a great Monday. And hopefully you cannot hear the landscapers out there. I just closed the window. They decided to come and blow the leaves and do another lawn clipping and whatnot, right, as I'm getting ready to get on the air. So I apologize if you can hear any of that through the window. But today I wanted to talk about our animals. And, you know, they are a part of our families as well as they also suffer with ailments that are pretty common for us as well as them. And there are essential oils that can really help ease those symptoms. And I don't know how many of you guys know, but I have an old chocolate lab. His name is Nelson. He's almost 13. And, you know, he's got the gray muzzle and he has his senior moments. But more importantly, there are nights when I don't get a lot of good sleep solid because he suffers with allergies, you know, as long as along with skin conditions, et cetera, just like everybody else's dogs and cats and horses, et cetera. So I'd like to start with the allergies. And, you know, our pets, whether it's fleas or pollen, you know, food, mold spores, dust mites, et cetera, the same things that give us allergies can also cause, you know, symptoms in our pets. And I'm going to list some of the essential oils that I make as a blend. And or for those of you that, you know, it's a lot of oils, so even if you only want to pick up two or three of them and try blending them or whatever, these are the oils that I recommend. Now, this is not for cats. This is for dogs, horses, that bit, okay? Lavender oil, peppermint, balsam fir, tea tree, frankincense, myrrh, clove, lemon, eucalyptus radiata, and rosemary. Okay? And how I would recommend you apply this to your dog or horse, one of the ways is that you can mix it in a spray bottle with water, purified water, please, only. Always remember to shake it before you spray it, and you can just be very liberal with spraying that all over their coat. If you want to apply it as a rub, for the animals, I kind of like aloe, you know, natural aloe. Is very good. Or, you know, I love my fractionated coconut oil. Either of those or even olive oil, if you so desire. Just make sure that it's not the strong pungent smelling type, because you really want the oils for your animal to get the full effect of the scent of the oils, the same as you want it to work for them like it does for us. So you could also use those and make a nice rub and apply it to their coat, all right? So that works wonderful for allergies. Now, I did a separate thing for respiratory because my dog, especially kind of like midsummer, like around July, 1st of August, and then again, like now, and I always know because it gets this horrible honking type of choking cough. And Actually, I have my oils out because last night I didn't get much sleep, so I know it's that time for him. And I will be making up this that I'm getting ready to recommend for yours. The respiratory, this will help open up their lungs and their airways, and this will give them a lot of relief. Now, in this recipe, I use two eucalyptus, the radiata and the globulus. Okay, both of those, thyme. Now, I'm going to tell you, use the thyme very, very sparingly. It's high in phenols, and we'll get into that a little bit later. Very, very sparingly, maybe just one drop of thyme. Lemon, orange, citronella, frankincense. Now, for the respiratory, I always use this in a diffuser. And actually, it's certainly not going to hurt you to sleep in the room or an area with this in the air, because as we've already followed the health benefits of eucalyptus and the citruses and frankincense and lemon and the antibacterial and all of those wonderful things that these oils do, they certainly will not hurt us to sleep with them. Now, if your animal is not used to essential oils, see, my dog is used to them. You know, I have diffusers in the home. I actually, because he's an old dog, he has that old dog smell. And I keep a spray bottle of purified water and lavender essential oils, and I keep it nearby. And when he goes by, I shake and spray. I spray his bed, and that really does wonders, as well as it's a very calming effect on him. So I digress. Back to the respiratory. Eucalyptus, both radiata and globulus. Thyme, very sparingly, people, please, please, please. Lemon, orange, citronella, frankincense. Citronella, as we know, it's very strong. It's not a smell that is one that I resonate with, but I use just a smidge of that because it really helps to open up those lungs and airways. I always use this respiratory recipe in a diffuser, a cool air diffuser. If your pet is not used to the essential oils, then what I would suggest is that you run the diffuser, say, no more than 10 or 15 minutes every 2 to 3 hours, you know, and watch your pet and see how they're reacting, and then, you know, you can slowly increase that. For my dog, I have a diffuser that I move in the bedroom for him, that's usually in another part of my home, that it will run for 8 hours before it turns off. That way I'm assured of getting at least a good night's sleep. And I turn it on just as I can tell that my eyelids are getting very heavy. And this way we both rest more comfortably. I don't always run it during the day. It doesn't seem to bother him, as I'm sure it's same with your pets. Things always get worse once the sun goes down and in the middle of the night. Definitely, definitely use it in a diffuser only. If you're going to use it as a rub, be sure to rub it good into the coat. Make sure you never, ever put it anywhere near their face so that it stays away from their eyes. Now, another thing that my dog, now that he's old, he suffers with anxiety, and that's something that he did not have when he was a younger animal. And because it's more difficult for him to move around and to see and hear, he probably feels very vulnerable, and it can make him anxious. But I know there are some pets that just really get full of anxiety if they have to go to the vet or on a road trip or or if you have to leave the house to do errands, etc. And this is something that I think that you would find very helpful. Lavender, bergamot, lemon verbena, cedarwood, vanilla, Roman chamomile, sandalwood. Okay. Now, if you're going to rub this on your pet, definitely add, you know, the fractionated coconut oil or the aloe or something of your choice, and you know, you want to rub it into that coat good, and also put it on the bottom of their paws. You know, if you're going to use it as a spray, which is my preference, obviously you put it, you know, in a spray container with the purified water, and you just spray it on them and or around where their bedding is or the room that they're going to be in, and you will see that they will calm down quite a bit. But if you want the diffuser, here again, cool water, you know, diffuser, and you can put that right near their sleeping area, and you know, that works wonders too. And that's if you're around. You know, I don't condone leaving your diffusers going if you're not home. That's where the spray comes in. Also, like those thunderstorms, I know when one is on its way before I see the lightning or hear the first crack of thunder, just by the way my dog starts to act and gets all right up under my feet. Wherever I am, he's racing to beat me to get there so he can be right, you know, on top of me. So this, you know, spray will work wonders for their anxiety as well. Let's talk about cats. As I'm always saying, you have to be very, very careful with cats. They are not able to handle the essential oils the way humans and certain other animals are. The one thing is you never, ever, ever want to have cats around any citrus or any of the essential oils that have high phenol content. And we'll talk about that in just a minute. But cats can suffer with allergies as well. I don't recommend rubbing any essential oils on the cats. Their livers are just not able to break them down. I would say a diffuser only. That's my recommendation. Always check with your vet. They say something different, then, you know, you have to make that decision. But for me, if it were my cat, it would be in a diffuser only. And if they suffered with allergies, it would be lavender and cedarwood. Okay, those would be the two essential oils should work wonders for your cats. If they have allergies, use in a cool air diffuser only. Now, cats also can suffer with respiratory issues, you know, congestion and all the things that dogs and other animals as well as humans suffer with. And eucalyptus, the radiata, and the globulus, just like it is for the dogs, citronella, vanilla, thyme, very, very sparingly, people, maybe one drop, frankincense, cypress, peppermint, okay, diffuse only. And I would definitely say if you're dealing with your cats, you run that diffuser for 10 to 15 minutes only every 2 to 3 hours. Okay, so that it helps them, does not hurt them. Now, the reason why we want to stay away the essential oils that are high in phenols is because they just can't handle it. You know, it will irritate their skin, their mucous membranes, etc. So it doesn't mean that these oils can't ever be used. It's just you have to be very, very careful. If you don't get your oils blended by, you know, an aromatherapist who has studied and has knowledge of what to do and what can be mixed with what and how many drops, etc., you have to be very, very careful, okay? So you only want to run this 10 to 15 minutes every 2 to 3 hours because, you know, you don't want it to lead to toxicity of their liver, which has to work harder to excrete, much more so than ours and dogs. So, like oregano, thyme, clove, cinnamon, wintergreen, these are all high phenol essential oils, and you just really don't want to expose your cats to them directly. Citrus, same thing. Okay, so all of the oils that I mentioned in terms of whether it's for allergies or the respiratory, the reason why I recommend them is because they're very powerful, antispasmodic, anti-infectious, and antimicrobial. Okay, a lot of those also are things that I use in my homemade cleaning supplies, which leaves my house smelling heavenly without any of the toxicity of commercial brands that are out there. Always consult with your vet if you have any questions. Now, what about the dosage? This is what I would recommend if you have a small dog, 1 to 3 drops of the essential oil, and you want to dilute it with a carrier oil. This is if you're going to put it on their coat. So for every drop of essential oil, add 4 to 5 drops of a carrier oil. Large dogs, 3 to 5 drops. Okay, extra large dogs, horses, cattle, you can use 10 drops of essential oils and dilute it, you know, accordingly. Now, if your animal is resistant or has never really smelled or been around essential oils, I would definitely start with diffusing. You could even apply a little bit to yourself so that when you go near them, they get familiar with the scent and comfortable with it. Another thing is to rub some in your hands and let them smell it and just kind of get them used to it that way. Okay, so that's for the animals, not cats, dogs, horses, cattle, etc., that you want to actually apply directly to their bodies, okay? Now, another good area to apply is to the paws. And for our animal friends that have hooves, I would suggest the spine and or flanks. Great areas to apply these oils. And another thing is it's a wonderful treat for them if you do apply them with your own hands and massage it into the areas that I suggested. Now, the spray bottle with the oils and diluted with the purified water, that's great for larger animals, or say if there's areas that they need it that are difficult to get to or see, I would just use that spray and just spray them down really great. Now, you have to know your animal. You have to also know that the essential oil that you're using is pure therapeutic grade, then and only then would I say that you could give it to them orally. You would just kind of pull out their lower lip and apply it directly into their mouth. But here again, if you're just starting out with this, or you grabbed oils from the supermarket, yes, even those popular chains that I'm not going to call out, they are not 100% oils. You cannot get 100% pure rose oil for less than $100 unless they're giving you a little sample, okay? So it's always mixed with something. It's not pure. It's not the best. It's not organic, certified, or wildcrafted. So please be careful, and please, our animals deserve the purest forms of oils the same way that we do. So I hope that you found this helpful. I didn't want to rush through it last week. I knew that we would have run out of time. So for those of you that listened in or will download this later, I hope that you found this very helpful. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me. You can send me an email at soulful, SEOULFULL, the number 4, the letter U, at gmail.com. You can visit my website at soulfulforyou.com. And also check me out on angelcoaches.org and my other angel sisters and brothers, and see what we're up to. And I hope everyone has a wonderful, wonderful week. And thank you so very much for listening in or downloading later. Take care, everyone. Talk to you next week.